Today's gospel, we learn that the beginning of true wisdom is the realization that God is one, and so it becomes the absolute requirement of the soul that wishes to journey to heaven, this concept that God is one. And from this concept, the Lord would teach us that God is also three, one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so that we come to know and understand, as St. John says, that God is love. Why is it important? Why does the Lord emphasize this need to realize that God is one? Because for fallen mankind, especially laboring under the effects of original sin, the inveterate error of modern man and past man is to fall into a form of pantheism by which we believe all is God, and ultimately that means to say that we believe ourselves to be God, and hence there can be no true charity that flows from the soul imbued with this false notion. For our Lord is teaching us in today's gospel that charity begins by a proper concept of God, that God is one, and from this we learn to love our neighbor, because then we love our neighbor in God. If we do not have this concept, then we skew, as it were, the notion of charity, and it becomes a false philanthropy of which St. Paul would said, it profits man's nothing. So that we must always remember that all we do must redound to the glory of God, and it is not possible for our good works ultimately to redound to the glory of God if we do not believe that God is one, and that He is the sovereign of the whole universe, and at the same time He transcends His universe, because His universe is merely His creation, and He is not His creation. And ultimately, what pantheism ultimately says is that God is His creation, and so it is merely a form of materialism. It takes all forms, and it is found in all places. And it is important for us to understand this, especially when we battle in the public order, in order to try to fight legislation that is contrary to the will of God. For if we do not have a proper concept of God, then sometimes we lose sight of the fact that while we are to counter and to fight the bad doctrines that come through the legislative order, we must always and everywhere remember that what is more important is the conversion of the souls who bring forth such pantheistic legislation, because they do not know the one true God. And so, while we have an obligation to fight always and everywhere these false doctrines that ultimately erode and destroy the human family, we must always and everywhere remember that what is most important is their conversion. And ultimately, that is the thing that will stop all bad legislation, all legislation that is contrary to the will of God, and hence contrary to the good of the human family, that is the conversion of those who present such legislation. And so, while we must fight earnestly their error, we must always love them, and most especially, we must work for their conversion, and we must do so always with the precepts of charity. And charity does not allow us to forget that such legislation is bad. That is why charity demands that we try to fight in the public order those errors, in order that we may save, whether it be a state or a nation or a world, from a false understanding, from a false philosophy, ultimately a philosophy rooted in pantheism. And so it is that ultimately power becomes corruptive to those imbued with pantheism, because as long as they possess the power, they think they can impose their will upon the human family. But ultimately, it is the will of God which is not imposed upon us, because the will of God is manifested to us through the love that the Son has shown for humanity, and the love that the Father has shown by sending forth His Son in order to die for our sins, and the love that the Holy Spirit shows by constantly trying to teach us of the mystery of Christ incarnate, that is, Christ become man in order that he may be sacrificed for our sins. And if we have this true understanding, then we truly will go forth and love our neighbor as ourselves, but we will do it in accord with the Christian dictates of charity. We will do it for God's sake. And so let us strive that all our thoughts, all our words, all our deeds, all our actions redoubt to the glory of the one true God, so that we do not fall into the modern error, which ultimately destroys true charity in the world and ultimately brings not the reign of Christ the King upon the human family and the human society, but the reign of Satan, the hater of mankind and the bringer of hate and the bringer of evil and the bringer of corruption. Let us always strive to bring Christ the King into our societies, into the hearts of our legislators, into the hearts of our people, so that the love of God may truly reign over our nation and may reign over the world, so that all souls may come to know, as it were, the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and ultimately that they may dwell with him for all eternity in heaven.